From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi there, it's Hamfest season and have we got a hamfest for you? Not all hamfests are the same. The Gold Coast Hamfest is renowned for the variety of businesses and other suppliers attending, not to mention the eclectic range of fellow amateurs with great gear to show and sell, plus other ham radio clubs. You know what they say about real estate? Location, location, location. This Hamfest is on the Gold Coast, the hub of ham activity in this part of the world, on Sunday, October 13. I repeat, Sunday, October 13, at Country Paradise Parklands, 231 Beaudesert Narang Road, Narang. If you've been there before, you'll know that location. If the Gold Coast Hamfest is a new one for you, just Google it. It's too easy. Entry is $5, the same as it's been for years, and the doors open to the public from 8:30 a.m. There is on-site parking and everything is undercover. Coming early or coming late, you'll need a snack. And once again, we're having the very popular bacon and egg muffins as well as other items from the barbecue. To book a table and for other info, go to www.gcars.com.au and look for the Hamfest tab or email hamfest@gcars.com.au. Those web address details are on the text edition of this broadcast on the WIA website. See you at Narang on Sunday, October 13. This is Aiken, 3K4 APM for the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, with this week's update from the Darling Downs Radio Club. The Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers is still in full swing until the 7th of October, so it's a perfect time to try for your Garden City Award. Check out the rules on the club website at ddrci.org.au and you'll see it's pretty easy to get, especially if you come up on the club's VK4WID Sunday net at 10 o'clock. That's the biggest hint I can give you, so what are you waiting for? You can also make personal contact with club members at our October lunch, coming up on Saturday the 12th at the Southern Hotel in Ruthven Street, Toowoomba. We kick off at 11:30 and it's open to everyone, whether you're a member or not. At our regular monthly members meeting on the 14th of October, that's at 1900 in the Toowoomba Library, we'll find out how you get the best from 3D printing. If you've never met one of these devices, be prepared to be both impressed with what they can do and be surprised at how easy they are to use. Most amazingly, you'll find that many objects thought to be made of unobtainium can be printed from freely downloadable templates and might even be stronger and more usable than the original part. Is it time to finally replace that cracked knob on your favourite rig? We'll be guided by Toowoomba's Maker Queen, Steph Piper, head of the UniSQ Makerspace. She's a leader in Australia's wearable electronics maker community and a great champion for engaging with young people. This is not only a session for established players, but bring along some younger players and help them get enthused about another aspect of our hobby. Our website at ddrci.org.au has everything you need to know. On the homepage, click through the View Detail buttons under Upcoming Events. And check out the newsletter with articles about ACMA, transistors, buck converters, and the club nets. That URL again, ddrci.org.au, and write down 12 and 14 October. I'm John, VK4JPM. You can drop me a line by sending a note to secretary@ddrci.org.au, and I'd love to help you get your Garden City Award.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The end of the first month of spring has almost caught us by surprise, with some pleasant weather being interrupted by a cold and wet change. The long-range weather is for warmer and generally wetter conditions over the next 3 months. So, for the gardeners amongst us, it looks promising for some nice fruit, vegetables and flowers. Of course, we all try to get ahead of the weather and plan for the future events with the hope that all will go well. Thus, we usually go through the spring cleaning routine to set us up for the next few months of warm and pleasant weather. What we must also factor in is that we are approaching the annual cyclone and bushfire seasons. So being ready to meet the challenges of these natural events have to be taken into account as well. Being as well prepared as we can be is always part of the amateur radio practice, and this runs to following the guidelines of the various bodies that look out for natural events and their consequences. A stockpile of things such as food and water, medicines, broadcast radio and spare batteries, fuel for the generator and so on, should all be in the ready-to-go state. No one wants to be isolated without electricity or to have to evacuate their home, but as various authority figures tell us, the inclement weather is expected to be more severe. Having taken care of the emergency things, we should take time in the good weather to sort out what is on the agenda for the next few months. Rural people will be planning for the seasonal changes which govern their life, and others will be marking off the calendar as to when their leave falls, when they can put the tools away for a few weeks, and so it goes according to circumstances. Clubs, I would expect, have their calendars marked with the events that are coming and making plans for meetings, field days and contests, for instance. Whilst the school holidays have come to an end, it is a really good time to think of activities that can be arranged for students in the coming holidays and making preparation for the necessary publicity and stores to be on hand. Along with the outings and meetings, perhaps, as we also have a large ageing population, a plan for making home visits to local amateurs to provide some of the companionship that hams espoused is a good idea as well. Flying the flag is always a good way to attract publicity, so maybe a barbecue to a local park with some portable operations could provide an invitation to other locals to see what we get up to. There are so many ideas that can be successfully adopted, and with band conditions and weather being favourable, why not give some of them a go? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.